became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go. Hello, listeners. It's Agnes again, flying solo again this week as Mar Suleika is continuing to create. So this is good news. I'll be interested to see what she has at the end of July. I am so excited to have a very dear friend. You know how I just try not to use that word, old friend? A very dear friend, Robin Defoe. Robin and I go back not that many years, actually. I mean, it's starting to add up now, I think, Robin. But she nods. Robin and I met through somebody that I think neither one of us really follow much anymore. But I consider you one of my dearest friends. And with this COVID, you and I, we don't live that far apart. We were certainly getting together for lunch once in a while. But with COVID, of course, we are not seeing each other at all. One of the reasons for that being, of course, you are one of those unique boomer women who still have a mom, and you are taking care of your mom at home. Welcome, Robin. Now it's your turn to jump in.
Thanks, Agnes. And yes, we are dear friends. I absolutely agree. I have been so blessed to have you in my life. You've been a constant source of entertainment and information and just general support. I really appreciate you. Yes, I have. Mom is 94. And she said her biggest fear was that she was going to live to be 100. I don't know if that's everybody's biggest fear now, but she is likely to go past that. The challenge is that she has dementia. And she doesn't have Alzheimer's. Thank goodness for that. But she does have a very significant short-term memory loss. And because she has dementia, she doesn't actually, and I'm doing the air quotes, get that she has dementia or that she has short-term memory loss. She really doesn't understand it. So the challenge is having to deal with the frustration and the mental gymnastics that go with constant changing, because she will change her mind in a matter of seconds. And the usual, asking the same questions over and over. What we do when somebody asks a question, we will give them an answer. We will fill it out with some details. By the time you get to the fifth or sixth or seventh or eighth or ninth or 10th time, your answers get shorter and shorter. And we've learned during that time that the second time the question comes, saying I don't know pretty much stops it in its tracks. So that's a strategy, and we have lots of strategies that we use just to get by from day to day. It's quite frankly exhausting. because it's like having an autistic toddler. You have to be aware all the time. So it's 24/7. You've got to know where she's putting things because she's taken to tucking things away. And you just have to be on all the time. Now, we're really lucky because we live in a place that has room in the backyard for a garden. So on the nice days, in the nice weather, when it's warm, she goes out and she plays in the garden. This is the first year that she hasn't been out there in February. So she's slowing down, but not always understanding that she's slowing down. So she'll do a lot and then come in and be wrecked. And so it's a gratifying challenge. Gratifying because I'm really glad that I'm in a position where I can have this time with her. It's lots of fun in lots of ways. And I get to share that with the rest of the family and we all have a good laugh. I have a brother in Vancouver who is an absolute angel and he will often take her for 4, 5, 6 days at a time. And we try to do that every couple of months. So I do get a space of respite. And I have a sister here in North Saanich and she tries to take mom every weekend for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. So often on a Sunday, like today, I have an opportunity to talk to somebody as an adult, which is pretty fun, having an adult conversation. And also I can say things that I couldn't necessarily say in front of her, even though she wouldn't remember what I said, she would remember that it didn't feel very nice. And so really we have to remember that she's not doing this deliberately, although sometimes that's really, really hard. Really hard to remember that she's not doing it deliberately.
I think that's the hardest part of caring for a family member, because you remember the good old days. And that was your reality for most of your life. And now to have this child-like person, yeah, I wrote down mental gymnastics because I'm going to have to remember that one, because that really does.
That's pretty much what it is, with the exception of the fact that you would think that if you did it enough, you'd get better, but it's not necessarily so.
Well, if they gave you the same parallel bar every time, but they give you a different bar every time.
That's right. And you don't know which direction it's coming from either, if you're playing bocce ball or whatever.
Yeah. I was going to just mention in at some point in time, you've already done that, is it's because of your dependence, your need for other family members to help out. That we are recording, Thursday's podcast on a Sunday, because you have now this window of opportunity, which, when you really think about having 3 hours a week off, that's, and even your use of the word toddler earlier is, when you're 30, 35, even 40, you've got the energy for that. You're prepped for that. This is what you do. But now at our stage of life, it's like, oh man, like getting up every morning, knowing that you have to be on, and you've been on all night in many ways because you've always got an ear cocked.
You are very much aware of what's going on. And there are days when she's has some anxiety and she will get up in the middle of the night and you just have to sit and cuddle her. And that's great. That helps. That works. And she's fine. But then you don't get your sleep. Yeah. So you're double damned the next day. Because you're tired. And at 72, let's face it, I have my own slowing down going on. And so, yes, I don't have it. And I had a really cute card the other day. It was, we reached the age where we realized we could use some professional help. I'm thinking a maid, a chef, a butler. And that's true. And we're actually being challenged right now, needing somebody to wash the floors in the bathtub. And we've been looking for 4 months now since we lost the young lady. I shouldn't say we lost her. She had a baby. So we lost her work, who was looking after us. And a friend of ours also needs her floors doing. So we're finding that I cannot keep up with the housework. I use my Sundays often just to clean the bathrooms and the kitchen and change the beds. And, you know, great, because I have somebody who will take mom. And I am starting to call on my other brother from time to time to come and take her out for lunch, just so that I can have a peaceful meal. But no, I don't. When you're retired, you think your time is your own. You can eat when you want, what you want, where you want, but you can't do that if you're looking after a youngster.
Yeah.
And so I do not feel like I have a life, but that's something that I recognize is my choice. And so I'm comfortable with that choice. As much as I find it exhausting, I also do find it gratifying that I have the opportunity to spend this time with mom. And also, she's become really dependent. And that's something new as well. So that's kind of an added pressure. When she does go out, she has concerns about when will she be coming back. And if something happens when she's out with somebody else, it's always, I need to go home. So there are times when I don't even get that 2 or 3 hours if she's having some anxiety. Now, we discovered CBD oil.
Oh, great.
There are times when if we have an appointment or we have something or somebody's coming or something that we have to do in a time frame, that throws her terribly and she gets really quite anxious. And so I have discovered that in times of that, I will just come up to her with my little eyedropper and say, under your tongue. And I'll put a couple of drops of CBD oil under her tongue. And it helps her cope with that anxiety. And then consequently, it helps me cope with that anxiety.
Does that bring her down off the ledge?
It does. It sort of settles her. So she's not climbing up in with all manner of awful thoughts, which seem to come when she's under stress. So she has her enemies, and we all like it in the spring because the enemy is the dandelions. So that's really safe. But when she starts picking on somebody's spouse or a neighbor, which she does from time to time, then that's uncomfortable. And there is absolutely no point saying that's not just or that's not appropriate or in any way countermanding that statement that she would have made, because that will simply cement it in her brain.
How did you come upon CBD oil?
A friend of mine who has a disabled child, a disabled adult daughter with emotional issues, told me that was something that they had tried. And it's the full spectrum. So it has no THC in it. So I'm not sending her loopy. I'm not sending her on a little trip. But it just seems to, and I tell her it's an anti-inflammatory. So that makes it happy. And when I first got it was before they closed the shops in Victoria. They have since opened, but when they closed the shops because they made it legal, so now you can't buy it anymore. That was an interesting time. But a friend that mom trusts picked it up for us and brought it to us. So now I can say, this came from Terry and it's an anti-inflammatory, and then she will not balk at it. But I have to come at her and just do it. I can't prep her. I can't say I'm going to do this. So yeah, there's all kinds of strategies.
One of the reasons I ask is, I don't know when you and I talked. I think you know that I spend my afternoons with a dementia client. She has Alzheimer's.
Yes.
But she sundowns. So, you know, come 4:30, 5 o'clock in the evening, she starts to ramp up. And, you know, she's in her late 80s. Her husband is the same age. And he finds it even more exhausting because of his age. So I'm just thinking that might be something that I could mention to him.
It's worth exploring, because if it works, it seems to work pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you do this solely on the recommendation of a trusted friend, or did you do any research of your own?
Oh, I absolutely researched. Okay. Yes, I will rarely put mom into a position where I'm experimenting with her.
Is there any chance you could send me a couple of links and I'll put them in the show notes just for anybody who's interested?
Sure.
That'd be great. Thank you. Yeah, because that's huge.
I didn't know that.
I think it still flies under the radar, like CBD oil and stuff like that.
And we pick it up at pharmacy in Victoria.
Oh, okay.
Pharmacy with an F.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Okay. Yes, I've seen those. That's great. Yeah. Now, just going sideways a little bit in terms of the fact that you, and I do edit all the ums out, by the way. Because I say it so much.
Oh, our little Toastmaster stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, dear. Anyways, just going sideways slightly from this whole taking care of mom. I know when you and I first met, well, you were involved in one or two network marketing companies. You were struggling with proceeding because of the time, energy, and everything else that was involved taking care of your mom. But you did also strike me as somebody who's really good at network marketing, because you would only take on something that you really appreciated. Have you been able to continue on with your own endeavors, like in terms of earning a little bit of income and stuff like that? Or is that getting increasingly difficult now as your mom gets more and more needy?
As she becomes more needy, yes. I actually have given up most of them, strictly from the time and energy commitment that's required, that I can no longer provide. However, I still have on the back burner one that absolutely would fulfill me. And when mom's gone, I will start back and look at solar, because I really believe that that's where we need to go in the world. The other is a supplement. It's an immune support that we have been taking for years. And right now with COVID, I have been so glad that we know about ImmuniCal. And so if I do come across somebody, sometimes people will give somebody my name and they will say, this person knows about something for immune support, and they will give them my phone number, and then I will go ahead and be in contact with them and give them some links and some information. But I'll tell you, if we didn't have ImmuniCal, first of all, mom wouldn't be here. Well, no, and neither would I. So basically it's been a lifesaver. So from the perspective of, I owe my life to this supplement, and I know from the research that it has helped thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people in the world, that I always tell people about that if I have a chance. So certainly my own supplements that I take are being paid for from my commissions, from the people that have been just loyal customers all these years. And so I have not been actively pursuing the business. And I used to go and do talks all the time about health and about keeping yourself strong and protecting yourself. And now with COVID, I think this is a perfect time for me to do that, except you can't really go out and talk to people. So.
Well, except that
it's frustrating.
You are going to also send me, add this to your list, a link to your ImmuniCal business online. And if anybody's...
I will. I will also urge people, if you go to my website, which I will send you, that you go immediately to the science or the products. I'm not encouraging anybody to go to the business, because that's something that I think, if you chose to do that, you would need more support than is available at the time. Right now, you would need quite a bit of support to do the business. So I just said, just go and look at the science, go look at the products, go look at ImmuniCal. And if you want any testimonials, I've got hundreds, because people who use ImmuniCal are, they're, it's life-changing for them. So yes.
Are you comfortable explaining sort of where you were when you started ImmuniCal compared to where you are today?
Sure, absolutely. Health-wise or financially?
Well, I guess health is the big thing. And if you're even only just paying for it with your business side, so be it. But I think health-wise is what makes people sit up and take notice.
Yes. I have a lung disease. I have pulmonary fibrosis. And right now I only have 47% lung function. Back 20 years ago, I was told I had a very short lifespan coming up, and I accepted that that was my lot. They'd done all the biopsies, they'd done all the drugs, they'd done everything. Nobody could figure out what it was, why it was, how to stop it. And as it happens, the lady who supplies us with our CBD came into the chiropractor's office where I was working, and she said, "What's going on with your chest? I can hear something." And I said, "No, it's fine. It's you play the cards you're dealt." And she said, no, you have to try this." Well, it took her a year. It actually took her a year to get me to take ImmuniCal. And of course, here it is 20 years later, and I'm thriving. I have not gone one step down from where I was. So it stopped it in its tracks. Once your lungs are scarred, they're scarred forever. So it's not like it's going to get better. But good. Oh, I'm speechless when I think about where life would have left us if I had died, which was on the schedule, and what would happen to Mom.
Right.
And it's horrifying. So, yes, there's so many things I want to say. That's why I'm struggling here. I used to have pneumonia 2 or 3 times a year. I'd get pneumonia because that was my weak spot. And I have not had pneumonia in 20 years.
Holy moly.
So I'm thinking this is a respiratory disease that puts me at huge risk for COVID.
Yeah.
And I just feel so much stronger and so much better protected, because I know that what I'm doing is supporting my immune system, which is responsible for protecting me.
Yeah. And I think it's so easy for many of us to say, "Oh, you know, I'm wearing a mask and I'm washing my hands and I'm not going into crowds, so I'm okay." But, mm-hmm. you know, even those precautions for someone with your health issues might not be enough.
No, that would be deadly. And you think about all the chronic diseases and all the threats that are out there now that we didn't ever used to have. Your immune system is designed to protect you. And if you don't take steps to keep it optimized and balanced, then you can say, "I feel fine," but you're not. You're not protected. You're not doing what you need to do to keep your system working at its optimum. You're not providing it with the necessary tools to do the function it was designed. So if you get hit by something from the outside, you may not be able to fight it off if you don't take specific steps to keep your immune system working properly. And nowadays, we don't eat the way we used to. And our food sources are not what they used to be. So they don't have the same biological values that you used to get when you got stuff from the farm. We still eat from the farm, but your body changes too over time. So as you get older, your systems slow down. and you need to give it a little bit of extra.
I was in a meeting yesterday too, and one of the women there said that with COVID and with everybody sort of shutting down, that the pollution levels dropped 17% or something like that.
I know.
Which, you know, when you think about that in relation to the fact that much of the U.S., like the big countries that really do provide a lot of our pollution, some of them did not really shut down. You think about what the actual number could have been, but also yeah. Now how sad it is, how frustrating it is that the pollution levels are starting to climb again as we who were shut down get back on the road and do all that sort of
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, and so especially for someone like you, where it's a lung issue, you know, it's, I guess it was the good, the bad, and the ugly with COVID insofar as yeah. hell no to COVID, but, oh, a bit of fresh air, you know, that's.
Yeah. And I remember them saying that China, which of course shut down completely, you used to be able to see the pollution from space and it cleared. Mm. The pollution actually cleared. They could see China from space, which they couldn't do before. So it just such a huge impact. If only they could see what it was that was doing it. You sort of bang your head against the wall and go, it's burning fossil fuels that's doing it.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I don't know, have the story at the top of my head, but just recently now there's a Canadian, it's either BC or Alberta, that's wanting to do the open pit coal thing again or something. And it's like, oh my goodness, so, you know, we've come so far only to slide backwards as soon as the economy struggles.
That's jumping backwards. That's yeah. that's like going into the dark ages again. How that's not progress.
No, it's
you're supposed to get smarter.
Oh dear. But it's such a treat to talk to you again and to see your smiling face. It's great.
Thanks, Agnes. Yeah. Back at you.
And it's funny because before I started recording here, I did comment on your hair, but oh, how many of us were going like, oh dear, and trying to glue it into position. And I didn't have any hairspray because I never use that stuff. And I'm texting up to my daughter going like, do you have any hairspray? And I mean, she brought down this dusty old can because it's in her bathroom and she hasn't used it for years. So, it's nice to be sort of feeling human and female.
It was interesting watching the news people on TV and their transition, because they either had to do it at home or they had to let it go. And some of them let it go, and it was not unattractive.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think
it was a good thing.
Yeah. I think even Bonnie Henry made some comment about, oh, sorry about the hair, but I did it myself or something. So, yeah. But, it's just such a treat to talk to you. And I really appreciate you going into a bit more detail about the ImmuniCal. I will put a link to your site in the show notes. And hopefully as our followers grow that, a few people will see it and go there. I know, well, the person that introduced us was, of course, also using it. And I remember one time being talked into using ImmuniCal. And thinking, oh, okay, well, whatever, you know, I'm healthy. And then I think I ran out and funds were tight that month, so I didn't buy any more. And about 3 weeks later, I was flat in bed for 2 weeks with the flu. So it's like, okay, yeah, well, so much for my holier than thou. I'm you know, so healthy anyways, because it was obviously.
I laugh at people, because people who do start to take it and they get a wonderful result, and they'll take it for 6 months and they'll do what I did. And I think everybody does. I said, oh, well, there, it's fixed it and I'm healthy now and I don't have to take it anymore because it's not cheap. And so, yeah, good for me. And then 3 weeks later, I think I have to go back.
And as you say, you know, like, I think you're fairly unique at our age to have your mother alive and well enough to be able to live in your home. Yes. But you aren't totally alone in that. So as we all do get older and have those demands, and especially in a time of COVID, because I now have grandchildren, which is the mental gymnastics. You know, like you fall into bed at night. Now, fortunately, I get to give them back every day, but
Yes.
you know, and you don't have that ability. But yeah, just to know that you've got something else in your ammunition kit, I guess. And I think Aminacal is definitely that.
Yeah, that 3 months of lockdown was harsh because that's 24/7 for me. I had no respite at all. And we only just opened up after the 3 months to let my sister into the bubble. And so now she takes her. And because Sue is a vet and they were considered an essential service, so they had to stay open, but with extra precautions. So she's really safer than somebody who didn't, because she's following all the protocols for that. So we didn't consider that she was a risk.
And of course, you part of your brother's contribution were the cruises that you are no longer partaking
No, we're not cruising
in.
for a long while now. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, how scary when you think about, you know, like even if the cruise ship was healthy, remained healthy, nobody was letting them into port. So,
Oh, I know.
you know, it was,
You were trapped.
yeah, it'd be pretty freaky. So, although you would have had good company.
Indeed, except that some of the staff were getting sick too. So there would have been a scary place during the outbreaks, like on the Diamond Princess. That would have been a scary thing, especially if you were not sick and you knew that everybody around you was.
Oh, I know, yeah. Now, just speaking of cruising, can you just tell us some of the antics that it took to take an elderly woman with dementia who has a fairly firm mind, if I mean, firm as in, this is what I want and I'm going to have it, damn it. That's what I remember of your mother.
Well, one good thing, we were starting to realize that her liver wasn't working as well as it used to, but she was starting to test it. And so her alcohol consumption had gone up. And so when we went on the last cruise, I spoke with the head waiter and I said, "We're trying to get mom off the alcohol. Do you have a no alcohol wine that we can pretend isn't?" And they were just so good on the cruise ship. So they would take a Pinot Grigio bottle, empty Pinot Grigio bottle, pour the non-alcoholic wine into it, and then bring it over to the table and say, "Here's a Pinot Grigio for your mother." So, because she's lost her smell and her taste, she doesn't realize now that she hasn't had any alcoholic wine for, well, 2 years now.
Oh, wow. So when I sent in the
Yeah.
link to the Pinot on sale the other day, you'd probably
Yes.
forgotten what the box looked like, or the bottle. I shouldn't say boxes. Now everybody knows I drink boxes. It's okay.
That's okay. We have a box in the house too for red. But yes,
Oh,
so that was a lot of fun on the ship. But then of course there was the nightcaps. So I was trying to get the waiters to make her a non-alcoholic one, and sometimes I could catch them and they could do it. It was a bit challenging when the first one said, "Okay, so you want one margarita and one non-alcoholic margarita." I'm going,
no.
"Stop! Don't say that.
Yeah,
Stop
right. No,
it. Do not twig her."
I want a date with Margarita, but my mom needs a date with the
Yes. And we had one thing that she gets into these weird things. Now she likes the toilet paper rolled the wrong way, I'm going to say,
Under.
backwards.
I sent you a photograph one
And
time.
she would switch it. Well, when they come in twice a day at least, they put the little fold on the toilet paper so you know that they've been in and cleaned in there. And so they were having to turn it around every time. And so it got to the part where Steve would take mom out the door and I'd go roaring into the bathroom, put it the proper way, and then run back out. And she'd come in and she'd be spitting mad because how dare they do that?
And I love that whole thought of your mother spitting mad, because, tell us how tall your mother is and what she weighs, like 90.
Oh, yeah. 90 pounds. She's 4 foot something. I don't know. She's getting shorter. 4 foot 11 maybe now. And just a little firebrand.
Yeah. And about what, 90 pounds. Yeah. She's not big by any stretch.
But oh my gosh, she's got a mind of her own. And that's part of the good stuff. And then it's also part of the bad stuff. Yeah. Because if she gets something in her mind that she's being done out of, it's easy to get her to do something because you just tell her not to. Works every time. Every time. And if you make the mistake of saying no, you're done for. You might as well give up right now.
There's so many correlations between her and my client. It's not, I mean, part of it is like the no, but part of it too is even just out for a walk and, you know, why don't you come this way? Because it's flatter. Well, no, she'll walk over top of the roots and things like that. Yeah. And it's like, which is a stress inducing right there. You know, like all those sorts of things as if you don't have enough in your life. Well, we've gone almost 40 minutes. This is great. Thank you.
That's been fantastic for me. Thank you for the adult conversation.
I think we need to get together for a glass of wine. This works, so we should crack open a bottle one night or one.
So yes, I want to know about that Pissed On podcast.
Well, you know what's interesting is it came about because I don't think it was anybody you ever met, but Suleika and I met in Courtney. Her mom was part of a program that I was involved in. And over the years, we've just become better friends. And then she was trying to get motivated and phoned me one day and said, would you consider phoning me, you know, a couple of times during the week? First thing in the morning, just to, you know, because I guess I have that get up and get at 'em voice. How do I be polite? Which started, but her background and my background are like polar opposites. And some of our conversations would go winging off into outer space, like just really unusual. She had knowledge that I didn't have a clue about. And of course, I had the experience with dementia care and that sort of thing. So finally, I said to her one day, like, our conversations are really interesting. We should create a podcast. So it took us a year to do that, primarily because I'm the tech person and I didn't have time and just didn't jump on that wagon, but it is running now. And then one day we were supposed to meet on a Friday morning, and she said, I can't make it. I got an appointment. And I went, it's Friday. Why don't we get together at 5 o'clock and have a glass of wine? And she said, that's a great idea. So to finish off the week. And of course, we were in COVID by then, or just coming into COVID, I guess. And I mean, she's in Vancouver. We couldn't get together anyways if we wanted to most of the time. And so we did, well, actually, in the conversation discussing this, it got a little silly. And that's where Pissed On Podcast came from. And so we hung up. I went and bought the website right away because I thought I just love this whole concept. And then, as I mentioned at the beginning, she's away this month. She's hunkered down doing her creative thing. And so I'm also looking for people to join me on Pissed On Podcast. Well, last night, or this weekend, it was my two daughters. Aww. Which was really fun because, I mean, yes, Megan shares a roof with me, but Heather's in Vancouver, so same thing. We're not able to do that. And when us three girls get together, we always have a hoot. So, I mean, editing it is quite an adventure, you know, as the two girls go at each other and everything else. And, you know, the Pissed On Podcast episode is usually about an hour. I'm having to bring it down from 2.5 hours that we stayed online. And wow. Especially in this time of COVID, as I say, you and I can't really get together for lunch anymore. You know, and so this is
one of the things that, yeah, we did a Zoom with Steve and his family and Mom and I and Miss Judy. And we all had a visit, and we had like half an hour. Mom loved it. She said, it's just like they're right here. Because we put it on the iPad downstairs in the dining room. And it was lovely to have a visit for a period of time. We all were drinking our wine. Yeah. So, and that was one of the reasons that I like Zoom, by the way, was we could get all of us.
Yeah. The same meeting that I was in yesterday, this one woman has four different family groups going on Zoom, and they've all created a purpose. So there is the wine group. There's another group that's the food group, you know, and so they know exactly what they're going to talk about when they come on, and, you know, and you don't have the one relative that's winging off or, you know, whatever. And it's just such a good idea. And, you know, there are upsides, if I can say it, to this whole COVID thing, the pandemic.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And I wonder how many families are getting together more often on Zoom, mm-hmm. because suddenly it's the old story of, you know, like when the power goes out, that's when you want a hot cup of coffee. You know, when you don't have something is when you think you need it. And so Zoom and Skype and those things have helped people out with that. So,
did you ever meet Dr. Greg in Courtney, the chiropractor?
No.
No. Okay. He was part of our Munitech group up there as well. But interesting. He lives in Victoria now, but he got in touch with me because of COVID. He just wanted to check up and see. And there were people that came back into our lives. The people in Australia, we now do a regular call with them. And it has done wonderful things. Now, mom doesn't like people. Let's face it. I'm just going to call it the way it is. She's very antisocial and she doesn't like people. And so COVID suits her. He doesn't need anyone else. She's got me. She's got Sue and she's got Steve. So,
well, Michelle and I joked about the fact that suddenly our regular lifestyle is called quarantine.
Yeah. And there are people that I'm going to say, when we're out of quarantine, no, I'm still in quarantine.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm going to listen for that.
You're never going to hear it from me.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, we'll...
That was fantastic.
Yeah,
thank
you. And so send me those two links. The CBD. Now, are you not doing any network marketing with CBD, are you? Or I guess it's...
No.
Okay. Because I know there was some companies that were starting to really ramp up about the time it was coming legal in Canada.
Yeah.
But. All right, my dear. I tell you to say hi to mom, but she probably doesn't care.
And even if she did, she wouldn't remember if I told her.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay. And I didn't mean that in a nasty way, honestly.
I know.
Good. And so let's think about doing this glass of wine thing at some point in time.
Super. And now, I think I have some time coming up. August the 8th or 9th, I think I have some time off, like 3 or 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow.
Steve's going to take her camping at Alice Lake with his family.
Okay. So, okay, I've got that down, and we will touch base then the very beginning of August.
Love it.
Okay. Thank you. See you later.
Bye.